Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Enough limbs from a child. They couldn't make a full Frankenstein. They only killed the children in the village that day. None of the adult. They all left. So
tired of getting carded. I'm 1,013.
Frankenstein young.
Okay. Well, Frankenstein talk aside, let's go ahead and start this episode. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I'm on the end here. I'm to nobody's right.
Nothing makes sense anymore. And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
This is the end. My only friend.
Yes, that's exactly. Yes, yes. And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our guest for the entire hour. Just the most lovable person on earth. She's a comedian whose work can be seen on The Tonight Show and Joe Parra Talks to You and High Maintenance and Shrill, whole bunch of stuff. Oh, she's just the most wonderful thing on the planet.
I gotta go to my IMDb to
she's
make sure
scroll.
All that's correct.
Joe unrolls a
it's
scroll.
All there. Or maybe you know her from her own podcast, Dr. Game Show, which at some point in the past 5 years, she has married someone on that podcast, and I don't want to talk about it anymore, but it happened and then completely was dropped. So, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Firestone's here.
Hey! Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I have a lot to say. Okay. Yeah, I'm so glad to talk to you three.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And listen, I just want to go ahead and say I have a new nickname.
Go. I can't wait. Can't wait for the reveal.
Okay. Oh. It's actually a lot of times, you know, I go with a nickname and then it kind of sticks, you know, something like, you know, I don't know, for example, like little whatever. And I got a new nickname and it's Big Cool Princess.
Whoa. That's so much cooler.
Yeah. Big Cool Princess.
Wait, for the listener.
Big Cool Princess. Piece of crap. That's perfect. It's still four syllables.
I feel like you told us that was like a childhood nickname or something.
Yeah, well, I got an adult nickname now. It's Big Cool Princess.
It's Big Cool Princess. It's not just Cool Princess anymore.
Yeah, it's that's right. Big Cool Princess to you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Kids grow up.
And they stay cool.
I think that's we're all progressing incredibly well during this pandemic. You got a new nickname. We talked before the show. My daddy issues are just completely gone because of the two episodes ago. Just gone. So my nickname would be something in that sort of wheelhouse. I don't know about you guys. Danny,
well,
Mike.
You can't take Big Cool Prince because that's just not going to work out.
It's so taken.
Big Cool Daddy maybe or like Voodoo Daddy or something. Maybe,
Big Daddy Cool.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Cool. Daddy's Boy.
Yeah. So what was
I like Daddy's Boy. I think
my buddy.
My buddy. Yep, that's a good one.
Kid sister.
My buddy, kid sister. Yeah.
Oh.
My buddy and me.
I loved it. I wanted one. Everybody wanted one. How could you not want a little 3 foot?
So to be honest, robot. I wanted the animal.
Yeah.
That was the car with the tires that grew claws.
Yes.
Inexplicably. It was like a part car, part animal, and it climbed ravines. I don't know.
I would like to say that that's a flawed toy. Just for if you have something that looks like a truck with big wheels, I have learned this now from my son, is that they want to fly that across the room.
Oh, like, so you need chitty bang bang.
Well, I'm saying is they just want to roll it. You know what I mean? So with the animal, it's like, oh, it's cool. But because kids like claws and like animals with hands and paws and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they come out, it's not a fluid roll. So the kid's like, this toy is cool, but like, I can't really play with it. It should have been like, it shouldn't have been a car. It should have been something else. Like, here's a cool 5-story walk-up building that has arms that come out of it.
What if it was a fist that grew wings?
Ooh.
Yeah. A fist with wings.
That is your nickname, Fist with Wings.
Yeah. Fisted Wings. His new nickname is Fisted Wings.
Fisted Wings.
That gets a little Christian.
A good toy would be ear piercer. You get a little doe ear, and you get to pierce it all over.
I like it.
I'm sorry, a doe ear?
Yeah.
Like a Play-Doh ear or something.
Oh, yeah, but like
firmer.
Oh, okay.
I don't want it to fall apart. Keep the shape.
I thought it came with like a deer ear that you can practice
on. That's like training wheels for earrings instead of letting parents just arbitrarily pierce their children's ears without their consent.
Well, you force them to wear the prosthetic for a week?
You say like, do you want a kid? It's like the same thing. You're like, The kid's going to see my tattoo and be like, I want one. And be like, well, let me get you a temporary one.
And you can wear. You have to wear this in kindergarten and see how they treat you. See how you're discriminated against the job applications in kindergarten and see if you still want to keep that tattoo.
Yeah, piercer.
It's sort
you
of like,
it's piercer, but instead of P-I-E-R-C, it's P-I-E-A-R.
Yeah, Pierre. Yeah.
It's like Meowly. Piercer. It's like, we have a lot of
I don't care.
No, this is Pierre, sir.
It's good.
When you said deer ear, I heard deer ear. I don't know if anybody knows this, but I used to work at this full service gas station when I was a kid, and it was a deer check-in station.
Does full service include taxidermy and field dressing?
It's a lot, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, no, it's like washing the windows, you know. If you need the oil checked, I guess I'll check it, but I'll do it with some little bit of attitude.
Okay, so what happened really to the deer?
You'll expect a little something on the end for that?
Yeah. Yeah, same person who I left the pump in the car because I wanted to look at, there was a arm wrestling contest inside, and then the guy drove off with the handle still in it and came back and was like,
"Hey,
this
you
is yours.
Come back!"
Also, you ruined my BMW. I used to tag in deers, so they would bring dead deers in, and I would have to cut through the ear, which is when you said deer ear. Oh, I was like,
you had a state regulated license thing that you used to tag the deer kills because right. That's how it is.
But it was just me and a knife.
Bread tie. In New York, we use those bread ties that from the.
It's a lot of power to wield, you know? That's like numbered, but then you could also type in like, you know, Antlers McGee.
Yeah, oh, JB, you could have sold those on the secondary market.
Oh, yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, yeah. I don't understand what the point of this gab was. Sorry, Jeremy.
Just give me 10 seconds.
Jeremy,
he's coming. He's bringing Lucky back for the interview. We have an actual coworker of Jeremy's who has agreed to sit down for an interview. And Jeremy is currently, I think, removing some of the set dressing from Lucky. Oh. Thank you. We've been lucky enough to have Lucky sit in with us. Lucky, can you hear us?
When a live animal has been drained of all of its fluids, it can hang out for a long time.
Lucky, we're lucky enough to be sitting here with Big Cool Princess. Can you answer some questions for us?
This is Lucky. You may have remember him from when you were a guest here. So this thing, for the video viewers, this is going to make a lot more sense. But this thing is a little metal. It says Ohio Department of Deer or something.
Ohio Department of Deer or
Secretary
something.
I'm the Secretary for the Ohio Department of Deer.
Or something.
There's a lot of
or
them.
Something.
White tails, yellow tails. Oh, that's tuna. My fault.
Oh, this one's from 97. This is Ohio Deer 1997. So I would... You see his beautiful ear here.
Yeah, I think the Hyundai Accord was probably better that year than the Ohio.
So typically, the old days, you would just put a knife through there and then put this metal tag through there. And maybe they do it this way now on the antler. I don't know why.
But Jeremy said, I think this deer's different.
Yeah. Too many people called and complained and are like, I'm making $7 an hour at a gas station. I don't want to continue to cut deer ears.
This is not my job description.
All right.
I'm pumped gas.
They're like, well, you still have to take care of the deer, but we'll just let you put it on their antlers. But what if they don't have antlers?
It was an important job.
I can't get past that line that Danny said when he goes, that's tuna. My fault. And I can't stop thinking about
like the elusive yellow-tailed deer. Oh yeah, much pursued for their collars.
That's only found in saltwater marshes.
That's tuna. My fault.
Feeding on smaller deer and fattening their fat reserves.
Well, as an animal lover, it was hard to do. I'm telling you, the first couple of times it was very hard, but then it was just like cutting through paper. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You just didn't even think about it. Straight in, put the knife back in your pocket, click the thing, and back
did
in.
Did you
to
have
watch
deer eyes looking
wrestle.
At you the whole time?
Excuse me?
You had deer eyes regarding you while you were doing this.
Yeah. They're still here.
Danny is not, for the listener, Danny is making an ahigao sort of emoji. Like a,
it looks like he's blowing us all kisses for the listener. It looks like he's kind of blowing us all
Could
kisses.
Be a stroke. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
You guys smell toast? Toast?
Jeremy, it seems gruesome.
What's that?
The job.
Yeah.
I would also chime in and say it also seems to me gruesome.
Thank you. Two out of four gruesome.
This was the 90s.
Did anybody else work with animals, dead or alive?
Well, obviously you did.
All right, any taxidermy
pimento
fans?
Loaf yeah. spread.
Pimento
white
loaf.
Fish. White fish at the bagel shop.
No. I worked at my first ever real job that was not an acting job was at my best friend's stepdad's pet store in Wayne, New Jersey. And I worked there for a summer and it was the worst.
It was called Chowhounds of Wayne.
They had like sweet little Chowhounds of Wayne right next to Fountains of Wayne and across the street from Bacha Galoops. That's real.
Not a good
real.
Job.
No.
Two people
good,
now know where that is.
Not a good job. They had like puppies in the front and that was cute, but I wasn't allowed to mess with them.
That's a rip.
They're always trying to screw you at work. They tell me about it. Oh, really?
No,
are you guys surprised you didn't unionize after that one?
I had to do the crap work in the back because I was like 14 and he was like, oh, I'm going to show you the value of your time and money.
This is putting crickets in a Ziploc.
Oh, I've said this before. Yeah, the crickets and little pinkies that are frozen, like just born mice that don't even have hair, because that's what some snakes like to eat. And then actual, like, I had to pick like small mice up by the, by their tail and put them in a bag and be like, sorry, dude, you're done. Bye.
Oh, did you shoot like a little send off video for every single one where you're like, next stop, Python ass, for every single one.
I wish that would have been cool to have iPhone back in 1997.
We could have made a really great aquarium-based breakfast cereal, pet store-based breakfast cereal called Crickets and Pinkies. It's kind of protein.
That name needs change.
Crickets could be like golden...
Cricket.
The puffs, golden puffs
cricket?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, the kicks.
That and then you have your marshmallow, which would be the pinkies. This is a great idea for cereal.
Yeah.
This would work really well for like the very niche market of reptilian lovers.
I was thinking about getting a lizard, actually.
Well, I was just gonna say, didn't you get a dog recently?
I got a dog, over a year ago, but, we haven't talked in a long time, and I think that the perfect accompaniment to a dog would be lizard.
I mean,
okay.
You ride, or like
what
a riding
kind of a
riding partner?
Yeah, some kind of
dragon?
I want a lizard. I've been looking up these lizards that are really, like, wet looking. They look so wet that you just want to touch them.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say towel. I thought you were gonna say towel them off because that's my instinct.
I see something very wet. I need to.
Yeah.
Just
I'm like the opposite of a whatever a beaver is. I'm the opposite of that.
I'm exactly the beaver. If you see, if I see something wet, I'm putting my hand on it. No matter what.
True words from Big.
Joe has been implicated in 17 stabbings because she
wet
keeps
handings,
putting her damn
right.
hands in the blood.
And leaving full handprints at the scene of many crimes.
I had to touch it. I can't help it.
Joe's only the seventh person that's been almost convicted of serial stabbings.
Yeah, well, It's wet looking. I mean, honestly, you see something wet, you want to stay away from it or you want to touch it? Be honest.
It depends. Chocolate syrup.
Love it.
Chocolate syrup.
Love it.
Chocolate syrup.
Yeah, but I think you have to specify this question with that you don't know what it is. Because I think any one of us, like, depending on what it is, would touch or not touch.
I would stroke a wet lizard.
Wet lizard I would probably stroke.
I'm going to just snippet that out there and just play it over and over on some sort of techno beat.
Yeah, could you make it into a song?
Oh, yeah.
This is what the New York liberals want you to hear.
You didn't record the beginning of this Welcome to Hell, Jeremy? You weren't recording that?
Unfortunately. Luckily. We got a lot.
Are you that set on that bit? Would you like? We can pretend. You can just go back and do it right now if you want.
No thanks.
I liked it. Sometimes you need to be welcome to hell. It makes you feel a little bit more normal.
Cool. Several degrees warmer.
Michael always just wants to be a peer. Like, he doesn't want me to direct him ever. So anytime I make some like directing like comments, like, hey, you do that again. Like, that was great.
Oh, I love your notes. Like,
I love
your notes. I don't know what you're talking about.
We want to be on the same level as actors. Like, I start to like jump onto the other side of the camera, Mike's like, no.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I get it. I mean, I'm actually, Jeremy invited me to be on this podcast because I've been hired as the new director.
Executive director.
Doesn't change my respect for you one bit. Respect you just as much as always, and hopefully you can keep Danny in line. He's been kind of a loose cannon.
I would like to know. I'm open to suggestions, and I'm happy to pass the baton.
Kind of a bucking bronco. What's that shaped like? Baton.
I mean, you could argue that we're both very good at directing the show, but yeah. I'm happy to.
For the listener, my eyes just rolled up to the moon.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you could also say that, as I said on a previous episode, people come on and say things like, are we recording yet? And is this the podcast?
And what is your guys' podcast about?
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. They're like, what is this podcast about?
Oh, we're doing it.
So if that's in your changes at all,
I did have a quick question. Are we recording yet?
This is great. This is our guests.
This is all just warm up. Yeah.
Our very talented, funny, and awesome guests frequently have the demeanor change of somebody who like suddenly realizes that the escape room is not as simple as, hey, this, I don't just have to press 6 buttons, but I'm going to go look for something now, and it's getting warmer in here.
I'll say, though, that almost all of them at the end, it's like they find something positive about doing this podcast.
Listen.
In therapy. In the moment, they're confused. You know, I'm not going to mention names, Adam Newman. I'm not going to.
I want to actually listen. Listen, everybody. I'm taking a lot of notes, as you can tell. And so I'm, writing furiously. And, I have a lot of notes that are deep cutting, really hard and to execute. But that's kind of my directing style.
Yeah, it's what we brought you in for. Sure. You're an expert about that.
Should I leave now or?
Actually, Jeremy, I'm going to need you to bring Lucky back because Lucky was actually tested really well.
He tested very well.
Actually, our audience has preferred Lucky to you. In fact, yeah. Just said,
listen,
thought,
could you just stand behind them. Lucky and talk?
Yeah. Is it possible?
Sorry. Yeah, that was kind of my
only
major
only
going to
work
no.
for one contingent of this podcast, but yes, I will.
For the listener, Jeremy. Now,
it could be for anybody if you want to join our Patreon and see the live video and all these funny shenanigans.
Yeah.
Or our Patreon, which is
patreon.com/.
Yep.
Danny and Mike.
With the N spelled out. And if you have, if you have a problem with Jeremy's deer holding, let us know at 347-470-8150. That's the deer hotline.
That's the lucky hotline. I just realized.
If you have any questions for Joe Firestone that we won't be able to ask her because this is a pre-taped podcast, please send them to 347-470-8150.
I realize that I can't do that because I have to have my mouth and Lucky's mouth by the microphone, and it just ruins the gag. So
no, you could do a duet. You could do a cool duet if you do that, like fake singing inside your own.
Jeff Dunham the shit? No,
Jeremy. What I need you to do is go ahead and pop the wood back off of that deer and get up into that neck.
Yeah, you could get up
you
into,
get
that,
up
that,
into
neck.
That neck.
Get up into that neck before the night is through for you or me. Get down with the neck. Pump it, stump it, jam, triple deer.
Not gonna work. I did want more song parodies as well. That was another one of my directing notes.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? I'm glad. That's something that we strive to hit more often than not, but
something
it never happens.
Strong to
we used to have a our gauge for podcasting in general has been Kurt Braunholer because he was on our first episode. And so we've sort of check in with him. We've had him on a couple times. And the second time we're like, how we doing? You know what I mean? Like we're trying to get feedback. He also was very confused. Didn't know we were rolling. Wasn't quite
said,
sure
so
what
this,
was happening.
Is this your podcast? I thought we were having a group call.
Yeah.
We had to say, hey, you told us that the people just wanted unfettered access to our brains. And he looked at us and said, did I say that?
Yeah. And we've been, that's our mantra. I mean, we've been living by that. And then he's like,
just 24/7, really.
So just rips that rug right from under you.
Yeah.
So
I guess, that, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to hear this. I have some ideas. Actually,
but we made you executive director for a reason. So go ahead and lay it on us.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of still researching. God, you really had a lot of,
Wait, is Manolo replacing me? Is that how this works?
Jeremy, that's one of my ideas, and I don't know if that's going to make it. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's just one of my many ideas. I got a lot of ideas here. Okay. I mean, look at this. I pretty much got plenty
that's
of notebooks
a mask,
here.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That's not right.
that said no refunds. Parking.
That was an
A94,
too.
I got so many notebooks here. I'm filled with them. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But anywho,
before you go any further, Joe, I saw that you just texted me privately.
Whoa.
Jeremy, you didn't put her on the company card. I gotta tap it.
Oh yeah,
here,
pass
hold
that.
Hold on a second. Let me just tap it.
Now what?
Thank you.
But what?
Oh,
for what,
Danny
though?
Just did a TikTok. He's supposed to come back like all glammed out when he pulls the credit card. Bust.
It's very good. Very, very good, Michael.
He left.
Yeah, he's gone.
He'll never come back.
So yeah.
I'm really like, as someone who's had long hair his whole life in the last few years since I got married, I had to cut my hair because the lady likes it shorter. And I said, fine, I'll do that for you. I'm having very long hair envy right now, looking at both you, Joe, and Michael.
Oh yeah, me and Joe are gonna play in a cover band right after this. As soon as Juicy finishes recording,
wow. Yeah.
Jeremy,
okay,
you ever hear? Jeremy just made it a '90s band
you
before
guys know
it was
Chris
80s band.
Had a son.
Jeremy's in the cover band for the Used. Mm-hmm. Right now,
you look
like the Chris Gaines reference is a little better. Let's,
you look like the character I auditioned for in The Wedding Crashers. the gay son.
It's
the painter.
It's just this piece is the longest. So you know, I everything else is kind of short. I don't know why.
For the listener we're talking about here, if you'd like to get in on the action, go to our Patreon.
at patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the and spelled out.
If you don't know, spell out.
Spelled out?
Yeah, because people, because the people in this podcast, other than me, think that people are stupid and they don't understand that you can't put an ampersand.
Well, ampersand is too long to spell, so we called it new ampersand, and that got settled too. And then we had to give it to the British.
You can't say with the ampersand spelled out. That'd be too hard.
Again, Kurt told us that too.
Well, no, but you can't have the ampersand in the.
We had to upgrade to the paid version of Zoom every time we said ampersand instead of ant.
So I wanted to ask what your first year as a dog owner has been like.
Especially Jeremy, I'm so glad you asked.
I'm sorry.
I've been waiting for these jokers to ask me this, and nobody had. I sent a list of questions.
I'm sorry. Ahead of time. Again, we don't have a script. We kind of
we're winging it here.
Yeah, dogs.
Okay, great. I'm happy to talk to you about my dog. Okay, so listen. I just, here's the thing is I don't, the dog, I love the dog. I love the dog so much. Dog eats a lot of stuff off the ground. Dog loves to kiss me, you know. And the dog, whenever I try to talk to my boyfriend, the dog barks and gets really upset. Yeah,
really?
I think the dog thinks that I am in a relationship with the dog and the boyfriend is the dog.
Well, can you tell the dog
both can be true.
You can tell the dog to get with that thruple life, dog.
Yeah.
It's Brooklyn life, right?
Get with the thruple life.
Do you call your dog dog?
No, no.
Yeah.
Oh, your dog's a piece of crap.
Medium.
Bringing it back. The 4-year callback.
Run it into the ground. I've seen your videos and some stuff here and there, and as you can tell by the last segment about piercing deer ears, I'm a huge fan. If you need your dog catalog, just let me know. I could pop by.
Can I just ask you guys something? I want to show you guys a picture. I want you to say it, whether it's sexual or not.
Okay.
Okay. We're good for this type of thing. This is actually I went to college for this.
You be honest with me, and I'll be honest with you all. I just want to know, just get your general sense of it. I'm going to pull it up, okay? And you're going to tell me.
If I'm going to see lipstick right now, I'm going to be very upset.
It's a dog. It's not.
So for the listener,
cosmetic.
Joe's holding up a picture of her. Oh, that's boyfriend. Yeah. That's your boyfriend.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
That's boyfriend material. That's boyfriend material that somebody has fashioned a dog out of unwittingly.
Boyfriend
material collects on trees. It falls from heaven, and then just, it is fashioned into whatever shape we may please.
For the audio listener, Joe showed us a picture of her pup in a very loving embrace. Yes, it was borderline.
I like loving. I like loving embrace. I played organ for them.
Okay. I would say that if I was, you know, scrolling through your social media to find out if you were single or not, I would have stumbled across that picture and gone
and said, she's taken.
She's taken. Exactly.
Yeah.
You nailed it, Mike.
I want to put that
You know, especially if that was the profile with the, you know, it's like that's a profile picture and they don't bother to edit the other face out of the profile. I don't know.
Wow. This relationship must have just ended.
Yeah, exactly. She hasn't changed that profile picture.
When you uploaded it to Instagram, the picture, did it automatically add that hearts effect where it's like bear 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 bear? And all the
Michael doesn't. He's not on Instagram. He doesn't understand.
Yeah,
he
is actually just speaking of.
He just doesn't know it yet.
That's right, Jeremy. He is on Instagram. He just don't know it yet.
Oh, yeah, you've had people.
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing. These guys are trying to get sued, I guess.
Yeah,
that's good content, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, basically a few of my notes since they're coming up. I do think Michael's gonna. My biggest note was Michael to get on Instagram, and then my other note was that it does need to have a legal twist. That the podcast is a little bit, you know, it's a little harmonious, a little bit like, you know, of course they're gonna get to be friends this week, you know, and so we kind of wanted somebody, you know, some kind of personal injury or something. So,
personal injury,
yeah, something. You know, that's good, Michael. Yes, something like that would actually be really helpful.
Why does he leave during, like, your mid-sentence?
He has to go to the bathroom, and that's something that he texted me. Yeah.
Oh. And you said it was okay as the executive director to leave the podcast to go pee.
Yeah, I said, do what you need to do. And, you know, because I'm...
See, but when, look, when some people say do what you need to do, it is not really do what you need to do. It's think about what you should do and you should do it. So that's, I'm just saying that one might argue that you could take it many different ways.
Wow. Yeah. Do what you need to do. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Especially if you texted that, because then there's no, like, you know, vocal context, no inflection context of, like, do what you need to do, or
yeah,
do what you need to do.
Context.
I just hopped in the shower. Should I air dry or use a towel? Do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do.
It sounds like a cool ad campaign, because it's like people can put their own stamp on it.
Yeah, something, you know, maybe people could be drinking milk or...
Somebody accidentally deep fries their hand or something.
Nike will still come after you, I would say.
I mean, yeah. What
just do it, but it's not. Yeah, just, I mean, do it.
But
it's...
if we show a picture of Jeremy cutting open a deer ear, do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do.
I mean, that's,
I got paid
not,
to do that.
Nike's not touching that.
This all started with Rosie the Riveter.
They ain't touching do that with that 12-point buck. We can do what you need to do. It was an employment agency originally, Rosie's.
Rosie's was an
Yeah, we can do what you need us to do.
We can do what you need us to do. Riding high on Madison Avenue.
Hey, Jeremy, why don't you go ahead and tell us if deer have feet or what's kind of the deal down below?
I'd have to get table out of the living room. it's a small side table with two deer feet.
It's very, very skinny.
No, but, you know, when I got this, my mom also sent me a picture of, you know, there's like this thing that I guess as taxidermists apparently have a sense of humor. I don't know how they can, but no offense.
It's legally they're required to.
Because it's disturbing to me to rip skin off the face of an animal. But this is from a guy who pierced the ears. But anyway, she had offered, in addition to this, because I wanted a deer. And she's like, well, I found the butt of a deer. And so she said, you can put it on the bathroom
door. I just came in on butt of a deer. What happened?
That was butt the first deer. Thing my mom tried to sell me. Was
basically, his mom got a deer, had it killed, had it tagged, cut it in half, gave the head to Jeremy, and also offered to give him the butt and the last and the
sounds
two
like
legs
the world's worst the little... magician.
I was gonna say, your mom is Damien Hirst.
Yes. No, I didn't take it because I thought that was a little too jokey and too you know. Yeah, I didn't do it.
Now, if it was a donkey's rear, boy, would that be pure comedy?
That
gold.
Could have been, or like a jackalope butt or something.
Actually, Danny, this is. I have a note for you. I'm sorry.
Thank God. Thank God, okay. Danny has a fucking note now, not just
Danny,
me.
Okay.
I mean, I've been killing it this whole podcast.
Yeah, you
apparently.
Have been killing it this whole podcast. But we wanted to know exactly why the donkey's rear would make the perfect joke table.
Oh. I don't know. Why don't you just figure it out, jackass?
I actually have to go.
Yeah. So Danny's out now. Oh, she's gone. She is gone.
Oh, what a good executive director.
I was just trying to make a funny ha.
It's been great having Joe.
Make a, oh, you're back. So oh, I thought you
he
were
was
gone.
Doing what he needed to do.
Just do what you need to. Yeah, yes.
Do what you need to. Well, I needed to make a dad joke in that moment.
I need to go meet my son in the park. So I'm going to go.
I hope
the Danny Mike Show is brought to you by Riboflavin, one of the best vitamins.
Riboflavin, and eggs. Wow.
And B12. Yeah, yeah, get a shot. Get a shot once in a while. No, and no reason.
Everybody check your B6 levels, too. The B12 gets all the pomp and circumstance, but B6 is important, too.
And middle child syndrome.
Oh, Mike, you missed it, but the original conversation we had in the beginning was Danny was explaining how to do a coconut pull, which
oil pulling, whatever.
Yeah, it's not something anyone needs to see.
Hell. It's pulling just oil all day. Pull.
Okay.
It's great to see you, big cool princess.
This is what I wanted to see.
This is what you wanted?
Yeah.
This is it.
I wanted a combination of oil pulling and welcome to hell themes.
It's great to see you, big cool princess. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, thank you so much. Big cool princess says goodbye and thank you. Thank you so much.
Don't forget, we're a part of the Last Podcast Network.
We are a part of the Last Podcast Network. Check us out, lastpodcastnetwork.com. They have a lot of great shows. Check them out. Really great people. Danny, you can find at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagrams, at D Tamborelli on the Twitters. Michael's at Michael C. Marone on the Twitter. I am at Remy Balin. I have a podcast called Going Dork. Check that out. And then what else? We
Joe,
also...
Joe, you got plugs. Joe, you
yeah,
got plugs.
I don't have plugs, but I do have notes. And so I just wanted to say that everybody... let me just check my notes really quick. Yeah, so basically... everybody did their best. And what's important is that everybody did really good. But the only note I have is that actually, Danny and Mike, you're going to have to start wearing the baseball caps. And Jeremy, no more baseball cap for you. And that's my big note. Okay. And that's actually, if you pay attention to the Patreon, then actually you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So join the Patreon. That's Danny and Mike.
Speaking of
that, Patreon.
Patreon.com/Jeremy. Danny and Mike.
Spelled out. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Is that's this what you want?
That's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want.
Thank you, Joe. That's great.
This I podcast look like a is solved. I quit.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much, Joe. Go look thank at her you, stuff Joe. And watch her stuff. She's the best person in the world and no longer a little piece of crap.
Thank you
so much, Joe.
Thanks so much.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with Yan spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.